in Manhattan.
Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN, talking K-State dance to close out this Wednesday edition. And we're just talking over break. I got Neil Dunn, one of the instructors of dance and music at K-State, and Julie Pence, one of the associate director of the program at K-State. Also got a couple of dancers in the studio with us. And Julie, you're talking about Pawn Logo.
I was. So earlier I mentioned that we're going into a lot of the elementary schools and going to the Riley County Senior Center, but I didn't mention what we're going to be doing. So, of course, we're going to bring our African guest artist there, but we're going to be doing a piece called Pawn Logo. And Pawn Logo is a traditional piece for the country of Ghana, and they created the piece to celebrate their independence. And I know that Neil can share more about that piece.
Yeah, Pawn Logo is a sequential dance. It runs through a bunch of different variations. It starts, Bernard will say that they use the first couple of moves to warm up and pay homage to the ground and the sky, and then they run through other variations that are all about celebrating. They're very happy about their independence, and they're very happy people, and this is one of the most popular social dances performed in that region right now. It's from the Ga ethnic group in Accra, which is the capital city. And I have been told that when they won the World Cup some years back, the city stopped because people were in the streets dancing Pawn Logo. That's how serious they are about this dance. And I've been to a couple of parties in Africa where they did that. And at one party, they had a DJ with loudspeakers. And when they brought the drums out, the music died out. And Pawn Logo and the drummers dominated the rest of the night. It is a social dance that anybody can do. And there should be an opportunity at Spring Dance and other events next week for the public to participate in that.
And I like how you mentioned it as social dance. I think about a social dance our country's known for. And the only thing I can really kind of think of is maybe the Macarena in the 90s, line dancing when that was kind of a thing, and the Cupid Shuffle, I think, is another one that comes to mind as far as our versions of social dancing.
Yes, absolutely.
They grow up learning their ABCs to Pawn Logo. So at a very young age, these children are doing the dance moves and singing the songs that go with this. So it's very woven into their culture as they grow up. The song and dance are one as they mature.
As the United States, are we just too apprehensive about that? Are we just too worried about how we look when it comes to dancing all the time? Because you talk about social dancing and just everybody, you notice that in a lot of different countries where there is, it seems like everybody's just cooler with that and just like more out in the open with that.
I'll take that one.
Okay.
When people hear the word dance, they already have an image in their mind. Often it's a ballerina. Often it's those classical styles of dance that we will have at Spring Dance. But this African dance is for all. So anyone sitting out there thinking, oh, I can't do that, they're wrong. And that's why we're going to engage the community and teach you how to do it. And then Neil mentioned at Spring Dance, the very end of the show, everyone is going to be asked to participate and celebrate Spring Dance and us in Manhattan. It is dance for all.
So Julie, even I could do it.
Absolutely. And I hope you come.
Now I've really put myself on the spot here.
I'll even brief you before. Maybe we'll give you a private lesson.
Because you just mentioned when people think about dancing, what do you think? When I think about dancing, I usually think about myself dancing and disappointing someone is usually
what does
happens.
Bernard say about dancing?
Bernard says the ground does not complain if you make a mistake.
Ooh, that's good.
Every mistake is a new style.
That's very good. And I do want to remind folks, we do have some dancers in here with K-State, Olivia and Jazzy. What got you two into dancing and being involved?
Here at K-State, I actually knew a few people that were already part of the tap ensemble and minors. My mom, my junior year of high school, brought me up, and I got actually involved in the K-State Dance Day that's going to be happening on Friday, April 6th. And I did that as a high schooler, and I ended up loving it, and here I am today.
Jazzy?
Me, I come from a very varied background. I started actually as a gymnast for years, for about 12 years, and competed for a while. Then my body told me it was time to quit. So I actually turned to dance. It was something that was still enjoyable and was a different way to express myself with my body in a healthier way. And after I came to K-State, I took a couple classes and loved it and have just gotten more involved since then.
Now, for some people out there maybe listening that, you know, thinking about dance and kind of like me, they're nerves about it. Did either of you have any of those nerves at first, or you just naturally, you always just kind of been one of those, you know, dance like no one's watching type folks?
Yeah, so as a little girl, I always wanted to be the center of attention, like 3 to 5 years old, just starting school, be like, hey, look at me. And so my mom put me in dance classes at a very young age, and it was just a natural, really great spot for me. And she would ask me every year, hey, do you want to keep dancing? And I would say yes every single year.
Do you just specialize in tap dancing? Or
I actually was brought up at in a competition dance studio in Olathe, Kansas. So I was open to tap, jazz, Broadway, classical ballet, contemporary, anything you could think of, I was open up to.
And Jazzy, kind of sort of the same line of questioning, I guess. Have you always just kind of been this natural sort of dancer, not nervous about it?
No, not really. If I hear music, I can't help but dance. Sitting still is uncomfortable. When a good song comes on, I have to move. And definitely you get nervous when you're performing on stage, but use your nerves and immerse yourself in the piece, and it kind of goes away by 5 seconds after you start, usually. It's the beginning that's the worst.
We got just maybe about 2.5 minutes left, and we'll kind of close out, and kind of, I just got an idea hearing both of you speak. You said you hear a song, you just can't help but dancing. I'll ask each one of you kind of a little impromptu In Focus Hot Seat segment, but I don't have the music queued up yet. But what's a song that you hear? Is there a certain song that you hear that does just get the toe tapping, or maybe a specific genre? We'll start over here with Neil.
Oh boy, my musical tastes range. I love opera music, but I also really get into alternative rock. I was into heavy metal when I was a kid, and I still sort of hang on to those.
Favorite
styles.
Alternative rock band?
Tool.
Okay. Julie?
I'm also sort of varied. So as a tap dancer, and I'm thinking, okay, what would I want to tap to at this moment? That would be Take Five. I love that piece of music. It's in fives, so it's not even, but I love listening to Metallica.
Metallica.
Yeah.
That's some hard rockers here.
Yeah, I love listening to Metallica.
Well, what we got here?
I'm a little bit different. I really like hip hop. So, Finesse, Bruno Mars, Cardi B, anything popular. I'm really into that.
Cardi B, she's really blowing up lately.
Yes, her music's great and people love it.
Cardi B's awesome.
Jazzy?
Love Cardi B, but anyways, for me, I really love Latin ballroom as well. I lived in Puerto Rico and Spain for a while, so really got into that scene. So for me, anything Celia Cruz, salsa, I'm down to dance.
See, I like some salsa. I wish salsa. I could be a really good salsa dancer, because just it has some like arm movement to it, or at least the way I do it, which could be totally wrong.
Makes you feel fancy.
Very fancy, yes. Very fancy and classy. Sophisticated.
Oh, I'm...
Hey, Dave.
That's the best part of my day.
Anything else? Maybe real quick, the date that's coming up, most recent.
Yeah, so Spring Dance 2018 on Friday, April 6th, and Saturday, April 7th. You can get your tickets online at our box office. Just find us on the K-State website. We would love to see everyone there.
There we go. Good way to end it. Thanks so much for coming in. K-State Dance. You heard how to hear it. If you missed any of today's In Focus, and a lot of In Focus covered a lot of different issues, go online today, newsradiokman.com, click on demand. See you tomorrow.
KS State Bank wants to be your bank. Find the solution you've been looking for at ksstatebank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. KMAN, Manhattan.